Our guest today, Daniel Rosin, is one of the main creative forces in Grizzly Bear, and this is his second side project after Department of Eagles, which features even more vocal harmonizing. He released his first solo EP called Silent Hour, Golden Mile in March on Warp Records, and it features drummer Eric Slick from Dr. Dog on the track. I started out asking Daniel about a period of writer's block that preceded the songs that became the EP.
Yeah, I had kind of a long phase of kind of a writer's block for a while, and then phase where I was pretty disenchanted with the idea of even making music at all anymore. Got very frustrated with that because obviously I haven't really done anything else for my adult life, so it was a little confusing. So yeah, I mean, some of the stuff, like the first song for instance, I didn't really intend to release at all. It was kind of like a little meditation for myself or an exercise or something, kind of dig my way out of the hole that I felt like I was in for a while. And somewhere around last fall, there was this collection that was kind of coming together, and I had been recording on my own more and more, you know, in preparation for Grizzly Bear also. But this stuff kind of came together in a way that felt like it really held its own and worked as a little short piece. And as soon as I kind of decided that it worked that way, I just kind of made it a project and finished it within a month. And it's kind of great in a way because, like, Saint Nothing happened around November of last year. And as soon as I finished that, I was like, I think we have it. I think we have it. We have a collection of songs. And I told Warp, and they decided to put it out. And within, you know, a month and a half of doing that song, it was already released on the internet in January. And it was really satisfying to have it come out so quickly between, you know, doing the last song and having it be out in the world. So
yeah, that's easy to do nowadays. Can we explore this feeling of maybe I shouldn't be doing music a little bit more, because I find that really kind of fascinating. Do you think it had to do with tour fatigue, or I mean you do get to a point where you know, do I grow up now and go do something else? Was it kind of that kind of thing?
Yeah, it was a little bit of that. I mean, I kind of wasn't sure if I wasn't sure if what I was interested in really had any relevance to the music world anymore for a little bit of time. I kind of felt like I was getting old very quick. Yeah, I'm only 29, but I sort of felt like I was over the hill or something for a bit. And yeah, I mean, I started toying with the idea of just figuring out something else to do with my life, and it was exciting in a way. I mean, I it's hard to imagine really being an adult and having a family and being doing what I do for the rest of my life. It's still hard for me to imagine, and I think I went through a little bit of phase of really questioning that, and also just really not liking a lot of what I was doing. I didn't get the joy out of it that I used to. So I mean, I've ended up figuring that out again. I mean, through doing this EP, I think I found it, a kind of momentum, and I found a way to really connect with making music again in a way that's satisfying, but it was pretty tough for a year and a half or so, I guess. Mm.
Okay, I'll put you on the spot. Was there any other careers you were really considering?
I mean, God. I mean, it wasn't really a very logical thought process, you know what I mean? I mean, I was spending a lot of time in a really beautiful part of upstate New York that has a lot of, you know, organic farm activity, and I was getting really deep into researching that stuff, but that's not exactly a career that you just fall into. I don't know. I this is the kind of thing, it's confusing because all I've ever wanted to do is make music, no matter how I tried to resist it. So it wasn't a logical thought process, and I didn't come up with anything, so I'm still doing this.
Well, there's some great songs in here. I was wondering which ones you wanted to do. What do you want to start with?
I'm going to start with Golden Mile, the title track.
Life in retreat, living on your knees. It's all right, you still light on your feet, but you can't run from me. silent hour, another golden mile, another silent hour, another golden mile, another empty heart, another bitter smile, another silent hour, another golden mile. No fights, no crushing defeat. It's a lie run free. But those lives, they're precious to me. Come along, oh, leave me be for a silent hour, for a golden mile, for a silent hour, for a golden mile. There's bliss in this mess, there's madness all around, for a silent hour, for a golden mile. Shout out loud.
Golden Mile, a performance today from Daniel Rotson from a new EP called Silent Hour, Golden Mile. And that is the track that we here in Philadelphia are very happy that that on the EP Eric Slick plays on. Eric Slick.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he's from Dr. Dog. How did you and he get to know each other?
I met him the day that he played on that session. I went to the studio Minor Street in Philadelphia. I knew Brian McTayer from the Weather Vane Project, from working with him on another small project with his band called Family Band that they did a little video for. Anyway, familiar with that studio, and I just decided I'd never worked in a studio, and I thought it'd be interesting to book a couple of days with them and try it and see what it was like. So I went in there, and Eric Slick just happened to be a friend of the engineer that I was working with, and he was just like, why don't we invite Eric in? Maybe he could play something. And it was just kind of a happy accident. But yeah, Eric's great. Great guy, great drummer, real bombastic drummer.
yeah, exactly. I was kind of wondering when I heard he was on this how you all would fit together. But with that song in particular, it really does.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely works.
Yeah, it's fun.
Daniel Rotson has released this this EP, and I guess the question is, once you started, you know, doing more music, did you ever see these as potential Grizzly Bear songs?
I wasn't really sure. I mean, I think what happened was I got pretty attached to how I had completed the recordings with some of these things. I didn't really want to redo them because I kind of was really attached to the quality of the takes, and it just felt very casual in this way that I really liked and I didn't really want to mess with. I wasn't comfortable with the idea for a long time of allowing myself to release something on my own. I felt kind of guilty about it, to be honest, and I knew in the back of my mind that I wanted to do something like this, but I also knew that we have to make a Grizzly Bear record, which we're doing, and it's going very well. But yeah, I mean, I think I kind of, at a certain point, I had to just admit that it was obvious. I was obviously finishing these things on my own. I was playing all the instruments and everything and trying to record it properly. So, Yeah.
Sort of, I'm cheating on my band kind of guilt.
A little bit. I mean, it's confusing though because, you know, I've done Department of Eagle stuff and right. I really do record a lot on my own. So it can get very, that line gets very blurry. And I don't know. In the future, I like the idea of just recording under a name and not with a band. It's such a different way of approaching. I don't know. It's a different way of looking at songs when it's just like, this is a person. This is something that they made. And it's not such a product. I mean, just such a style of promoting your music with a band that I don't always connect with that much. So it's kind of nice to have an outlet that's way that's so much simpler. Just kind of a man and his songs.
Yeah.
Maybe a little boring, but I like it. I don't know.
But, I mean, is it just as simple as I have full artistic control over this, too?
Well, yeah. I mean, that part is kind of just more of a pain. I mean, I like it. I like having control. But, I mean, that's the thing that I always miss. Trying to do something like this, I really missed not knowing whether this stuff was any good. I mean, when you have other people to bounce ideas off of, you can build a kind of momentum and you get a sense that it's something special. But if you have to make that feeling all on your own and kind of conjure that confidence, it's a little tough. I've never done that before, and I didn't really trust that a lot of this stuff was good enough as it was. I mean, that's why a lot of it sat around for so long. I mean, the first track Up on High is from January of 2010. It's like just been sitting in that state for almost, you know, for 2 years. So anyway,
at what point did Saint Nothing come in?
That was the last one. I mean, that was the final kind of piece, and that was a great, I don't know, that was just such a great experience because it was like I wrote it pretty much the day it was recorded, and it was recorded. The basic piano and vocal thing was done in one take, essentially. Everything recorded at once, and I, you know, it just was like I felt like I captured a moment that I don't ever get to capture when we really do records for real. You know, just that kind of spontaneous moment of like, here's the song, just did it, and now it's just recorded, and there it is. And it felt like a very special kind of document to keep. And yeah, I was already working with these horn arrangers, these great guys, Ian Davis and Chris Nolte, really great young arrangers, and I sent that to them immediately, and Chris Nolte came up with this just incredible, really subtle, really eerie trombone bassoon arrangement for it. But anyway, yeah, that was the very last one that we did.
I got to say, it's really, really beautiful on the disc. So you can do a version of that one?
Yeah.
Thank you.
calm, quite severe. Leave the throne, your mind so clear, you feel no pain, an end so near, you taste the blood.
That is Saint Nothing, another one you will find on Silent Hour, Golden Mile, which is the new EP that Daniel Rosin has out. And it is really wonderful to have this music. I don't want to see it as a halfway point to a new Grizzly Bear album, but it is, you know, it is just wonderful to have this. I'm glad you released it. Will you do any kind of more touring, or are you pretty wrapped up with recording?
Oh, yeah. I haven't booked anything. I'd love to play these songs live. It'd be fun, but I don't have time. We really have to finish this record. It's been working on it a long time, and so we got to do it. But I do hope down the line to do a more full release kind of like this. And when I have time, I don't know when that will be, but I would love to do that in the future. So
cool.
We'll see.
Daniel, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me in. Appreciate it.
Daniel Rosin, our guest, and we'll be back here in a moment here on the World Cafe.